Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Reduction in GST rates leads to country's retail sector recording highest ever festive season sale, touching 5.4 lakh crore rupees. Scrutiny of nomination papers for 122 constituencies in second and final phase of Bihar assembly elections concludes. Government upgrades status of technical mission of India in Kabul to that of embassy in Afghanistan. IMD issues red alert for very heavy rainfall in Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry due to formation of low pressure in Bay of Bengal. European Union countries agree to ban all Russian oil and gas imports from January 2028. And in Asian Youth Games, Indian boys' Kabaddi team register an emphatic victory over Pakistan, while girls' team overpower Iran in Bahrain. India's retail sector recorded its highest ever festive season sales this year between Navratri to Diwali, with trade touching an unprecedented 5.4 lakh crore rupees in goods and 65,000 crore rupees in services. A nationwide survey conducted by the Confederation of All India Traders revealed that the overall turnover rose by 25% compared to last year during the same period. The survey further indicated that nearly 72% of traders reported higher sales volumes, attributing the growth primarily to the reduction in GST rates. The survey further highlights that reduction in GST rates across key consumer and retail categories such as confectionery, home, decor, footwear and ready-made garments, consumer durables and daily use items significantly improved price competitiveness and increased purchase momentum. The GST Bachat Utsav announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month is benefiting people across all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of Uttarakhand.
The next generation GST reforms are driving economic growth in Uttarakhand by lowering taxes across key sectors such as agriculture, tourism, crafts and manufacturing. Under the new tax structure, GST on hotel rooms priced up to 7,500 rupees has been reduced from 12% to 5%. This move is expected to make travel more affordable while benefiting small hotels and homestays in popular destinations like Nainital, Mussoorie, Haridwar and Rishikesh. In GST 2.0, the tax rate on cars with up to 1200cc petrol engines and 1500cc diesel engines has been reduced from 28% to 18%. This decision has led to lower car prices, increased consumer demand, and greater support for manufacturers. Overall, the GST reforms are unlocking wide-ranging benefits for Uttarakhand's economy. Saklayan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
A resident of Vanaparthi in Telangana state, Rajendra Kumar, said that the GST 2.0 reforms came as a great relief to the people, especially with medical issues. He said bringing down the prices of medicines came as a great relief mainly to weaker sections and the saved money can be useful for getting nutritious food.
My name is R. Rajendra Kumar from Vanaparthi district of Telangana state. I feel that GST 2.0 has brought great financial relief to people in general. Especially, I want to make a mention of benefits for people with medical issues. Medicine expenses has come down considerably and it's a great relief as especially for weaker sections and economically backward sections of the society. As the saved money can be used for purchase of nutritious food and also to meet their other expenses to lead a dignified life.
The scrutiny of nomination papers for the second and final phase of Bihar assembly elections was completed today for 122 assembly constituencies. During the process, the nomination paper of the Vikas Shil Insan Party, VIP candidate from the Sugauli assembly constituency in East Champaran district, was rejected due to insufficient number of proposals. This has come as a major setback for the Grand Alliance. From the NDA, the Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas has fielded Rajesh Kumar, alias Bablu Gupta, from the same constituency. We have more from a correspondent.
In Bihar Assembly elections, several election rallies were organized today by star campaigners of NDA. Janata Dal United National President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar addressed election meetings in Minapur and Kanti Assembly constituencies of Muzaffarpur in support of NDA candidates. Mr. Kumar highlighted the development works and achievements of his government. Senior BJP leader and Deputy Chief Minister Samraj Chaudhary addressed several public meetings in Gopalganj, Sasaram, Mohaniya and Ramgarh. Meanwhile, Grand Alliance leader and MP Pappu Yadav claimed that the alliance is receiving overwhelming public support from the people of Bihar. He expressed confidence that the Congress would perform outstanding in the assembly elections. RJD state president Mangani Lal Mandal said that party leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will soon launch the party's election campaign. On the other hand, Jansuraj party senior leader Prasant Kishore accused the BJP of threatening and intimidating his party candidates. However, BJP leader Nitin Naveen dismissed the allegations, saying that Prasant Kishore is unable to manage his own party. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
In the second phase, voting will take place on 11th of next month. The last date for withdrawal of nominations is 23rd of October. The Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM has launched a sharp attack on its India bloc allies, Congress and RJD, for failing to clinch a poll pact for the Bihar assembly elections. The party accused them of keeping the party bewildered over seat-sharing arrangements and forcing it to withdraw from the contest. As the Bihar polls draw closer, internal tensions have surfaced within the Grand Alliance, with the JMM announcing its exit from the alliance. Senior party leader and sports minister Sudivya Kumar blamed RJD and Congress for this debacle, saying that JMM will review coalition with these parties. Reacting to the development, Congress leader Rakesh Sinha said the JMM deserved to get seats for the upcoming polls, but Congress should not be blamed for it. Election Commission has said that citizens and political parties can now use the C-Vigil app on ECI Net platform to lodge complaints related to violations of the Model Code of Conduct. The Commission in a statement said that the complaint monitoring system has also been set up, including a call center number 1950, through which complaint can be lodged by the public or political party with the district election officer and the concerned returning officer. The Commission further informed that till today, over 71 crore rupees worth of cash, liquor, drugs, precious metals and other freebies have been seized through a coordinated approach involving multi-enforcement agencies across different states and UTs. Nation observes Police Commemoration Day today. On this occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that only a strong police force can build a strong nation, and this is the aim of the government. He said this in his address after laying a wreath and paying homage to the martyrs at the National Police Memorial in New Delhi. Mr. Singh said the military and police may have different platforms, but the mission is the same, which is national security.
Samaj or police.
Society and police both depend on each other equally. Any society can move towards peace and progress only when there is a strong sense of security, justice and trust within it, and the responsibility for this lies on the shoulders of our police forces.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Thiruvananthapuram this evening on a four-day visit to Kerala. The president was given a warm welcome at Thiruvananthapuram International Airport by Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan and other senior dignitaries. President will visit Sabarimala Temple for Darshan tomorrow. On Thursday, President will unveil a statue of former President K. Narayanan at Kerala Raj Bhavan. The Government of India has restored the status of the Technical Mission of India in Kabul to that of Embassy of India in Afghanistan with immediate effect. Minister of External Affairs in a statement said that the decision underscores India's resolve to deepen its bilateral engagement with the Afghan side in all spheres of mutual interest. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar had announced the upgrading of India's technical mission in Kabul to the status of Embassy of India during the visit of Foreign Minister of Afghanistan Maulvi Amir Khan Mutaki to India this month. Sanae Takaichi has become Japan's first female Prime Minister. The upper house has elected Ms. Takaichi as Prime Minister. She received 125 votes in the upper house, just one vote above the simple majority necessary for victory. She secured 237 votes in the lower house, exceeding the required majority of 233. A former television anchor, Takaichi entered Japanese politics in 1993, winning a seat in the lower house as an independent. Ms. Takaichi joined Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party in 1996 and entered the cabinet for the first time under former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. European Union countries have agreed to ban all Russian energy imports from January 2028. During a meeting in Luxembourg yesterday, energy ministers of EU countries voted in favour of a draft regulation which applies to both pipeline oil and liquefied natural gas supplied by Russia to EU countries. According to European Council, the regulation constitutes a central element of the EU's Repower EU roadmap to end dependency on Russian energy following repeated disruptions of gas supplies to the EU. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Rodrigo Paz Pereira on his election as the President of Bolivia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to deepening the partnership between the nations for shared progress and prosperity in the years to come. Back home, Nagaland University researchers have identified a naturally occurring plant compound called sinapic acid as a powerful therapeutic agent capable of significantly accelerating wound-healing diabetic conditions. This is the first study globally to demonstrate that sinapic acid, when administered orally, can accelerate diabetic wound healing in preclinical models. The research was led by Professor Pranav Kumar Prabhakar from the Department of Biotechnology. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal during the next 2 days. The weather agency also forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall over Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka and south interior Karnataka tomorrow. Dr. B. Amudha, Additional Director General of the Regional Met Department in Chennai, said that a well-marked low-pressure area is lying 400 kilometres away from Chennai in the southwest Bay of Bengal.
Under the influence of an upper air cyclonic circulation, a low pressure area has formed over southwest Bay of Bengal. It is observed to be a well-marked low pressure area over the same regions. It is likely to move west-northwestwards and concentrate into a depression over southwest and adjoining west-central Bay of Bengal off North Tamil Nadu and South Andhra coast by the afternoon of tomorrow. Thereafter, it is likely to continue its west-northwestwards movement.
The Bombay Stock Exchange BSE and the National Stock Exchange NSE conducted Muhurt trading on the occasion of Diwali, marking the beginning of Samvat 2082. Both indices ended today's special trading session with marginal gains. A report.
Sensex increased 63 points to close at 84,426, while Nifty added 25 points to settle at 25,869. Meanwhile, the broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange remained in the positive zone. Mid-cap index advanced over 0.2% and the small-cap index climbed 0.9%. Arjun Chaudhary for Akashvani News.
India's infrastructure output as measured by the combined index of 8 core industries rose by 3% in September this year compared to the same period last year. According to provisional data released by the Minister of Commerce and Industry today, 4 of India's core sectors, steel, cement, electricity and fertilizers, recorded positive growth last month. Indian boys and girls kabaddi teams have registered emphatic victories in the Asian Youth Games in Manama, Bahrain. Indian boys' team crushed arch rival Pakistan by 81-26 and the girls' team overpowered Iran by 59-26. The Indian boys' team produced a breathtaking performance to beat Pakistan, marking one of the largest ever margins of victory in international kabaddi history. The Indian girls have virtually sealed their place in the gold medal match, likely against Thailand, who remain unbeaten in the other group fixtures. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Reduction in GST rates leads to country's retail sector recording highest ever festive season sale, touching 5.4 lakh crore rupees. Scrutiny of nomination papers found in 22 constituencies in second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections concludes. Government upgrades status of technical mission of India in Kabul to that of embassy in Afghanistan. IMD issues red alert for very heavy rainfall in Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry due to formation of low pressure in Bay of Bengal. European Union countries agree to ban all Russian oil and gas imports from January 2028. And in Asian Youth Games, Indian boys' Kabaddi team register an emphatic victory over Pakistan, while girls' team overpower Iran in Bahrain. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.